This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com. I'm not sure how the intro went. I couldn't hear it, but I believe we're on the radio. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday edition of Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Here we are at Prayer Central, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. I want to welcome those of you that are listening across America and around the globe. Those who are watching on Facebook Live, remember, we're on Facebook Live either on the Dale Gentry Facebook page or Dale W. Gentry Facebook page. And it's so good to have you here. We're keeping the watch of the Lord. And remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views or opinions of the Breakout Prayer Network. But we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And in just a few moments, I'm going to have a friend of mine, one of my prophetic sons, on from Frankfurt, Germany, and he's going to join us here on the Skype phone, and he's going to be with us in just a few moments. He's going to help me give prophetic words today. So I want to welcome everybody here to Prophetic Tuesday on BPNradio.com. So I'm got my headphones on today because I'm going to have Holger Ginsmer, our special guest, on today, so I can hear him on the phone. So I'm going to be wearing my headphones throughout the broadcast, most of the broadcast. And Holger Ginsmer is going to be with me. He's going to be co-hosting Prophetic Tuesday here with me on BPNradio.com, as well as Facebook Live. And Holger graduated from our ministry training center in Rockwall, Texas in 2000. He and his wife Claudia came in 1999 to be one of my students and to be mentored. I was having a school of ministry for those who were called to full-time ministry. And Holger's wife Claudia, she took her inheritance, and they came from Germany to America to be a part of our training center. And had daily contact, almost daily contact, with he and his wife, Claudia. They have been in full-time ministry since that time. Here they are 18 years later, serving as a prophetic voice to Germany. Holger was born in Frankfurt, Germany from 1988 to 1994, served as a school teacher for students with special needs in music there, has served as a prophetic voice since graduating from Breakout Training Center in 2000. He and his wife, Claudia, have been leading the Joshua Church in Frankfurt since 2008, as well as a prayer center there. He's also founded and leading the Prayer House of Frankfurt since 2014. He's written a book on hearing God's voice. He's been married to his wife, Claudia, for 25 years. Holger, welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. Good to have you on today.
Yes, I'm really happy to be a part of this Prophetic Tuesday today.
Well, your English is still good, Holger. I don't know how much you practice your English, but it's still good. You definitely have an accent.
I hope so. still with a German accent.
Well, I love Germany. I got a connection with Germany many, many years ago, even before I went in the ministry, and had a German radio broadcast for German military people that was in an army base near where I worked at a radio station. And then, of course, for several years, Gene and I came to minister at Germany. Almost every Easter, we would come to Germany and have a prophetic weekend. And so I love Germany. In fact, our Chief Engineer Michael Schonborn. He is a German, and he now lives in Great Britain, but we still have a strong connection. It's good to have you on today. I'm going to share some instructions, and then I'm going to have you to help me prophesy. But I want to remind everybody that's listening or watching on Facebook that I'm going to be sharing some prophetic words. People have left their name, city, and state with me, and I'm going to cover as many of those, Holger and I, as possible. And also, some of you have left your names on Facebook Live from last week or former weeks, and I'll try to maybe pick some of those up. And if you are watching on Facebook Live, if you would leave your name, city, and state, even while we are prophesying today, then I'll try to give some prophetic words for some of you today that are joining us on Facebook Live. We can't take any phone calls because we have Holger Kinsmer from Germany on with us today. And Holger, why don't you just, before we start, just share a little bit about with our listening audience about the prophetic and what they may discern or learn today, or maybe some instructions that you may have for those people that are going to receive a prophetic word. Could you share just a little bit?
Okay, at first, it's important that people have enough faith really to receive it.
Yeah.
Like when we prophesy, we need faith to release the word, but also when somebody gets a prophetic word, that he needs faith to take it for themselves, then it's important that we really prove it with God's word, that we don't prophesy something what is against God's word or over God's word, and that you really prove it with your spirit at first and with the Bible, and then really to go into step of faith into this word, and God really has it in his hand when he will fulfill the prophetic word. But it's good when we really speak like Maria, that we believe, and that we say, okay, when you speak, then I believe that it's true what you are saying. So that's very important.
Yeah, those are very good instructions, Holger, and I just want to rehearse a little bit that, you know, when you receive a word, you have to receive it by faith. It takes faith for us to give a word. Sometimes I give a person a word, and I will just say, my, I can't believe that I'm saying that's coming out of my mouth. For instance, Gene and I went and ministered in a church this past Sunday, excuse me, at a place not about 2 hours away from Austin. There was a church that we felt that we were especially go to. We don't do much traveling anymore because I'm leading Breakout Radio Church, but Gene and I just felt like we need to go pray for this church, pray with this church, and share a prophetic word. excuse me. So there was a man in a wheelchair at the back of the church, and I began to prophesy over him that God was going to elevate his voice, and his voice was going to be amplified not only across America, but in other nations of the world. And what I did not know, that this man had been seriously injured in an automobile accident several months ago, and that was why he was in a wheelchair. He gave me his card after the service and said to me, I'm already in over 70 radio stations. I have a daily program, and I invited him to come and be a part of one of my guests one day. And you know, he just said that was a confirming word that you gave. And so it's amazing what can happen. It takes faith for me to give a word and faith to receive a word. And sometimes it may that I speak, maybe it could be a future word, something God is going to do in the future. It could be a now word, something God is presently, currently doing. Or it could be a confirming word. Or it could be a new word, a word that you have never, ever heard before. And sometimes you may not even hear it, but sometimes you may just sense it in your spirit. God is opening a new door for me. I'll tell you more about it next month. But there's a new opportunity coming my way. And when God began to put this in my heart several years ago, I thought, well, how could that be possible? But I know that all things are possible. And that nothing is impossible. So, you know, when we prophesy today and we call your name, you must receive it by faith. You cannot bear witness with your mind because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. You have to receive it with your spirit. And it must, as Hoger said, it must line up with the word of God. If somebody gives you a prophecy and it's not scriptural, you don't receive that word. It must be scriptural. And a prophetic word will never conflict with the word of God. The word of God takes precedence over every prophecy. And even if you receive a prophecy, even if you hear a prophecy and you say, well, I don't receive that. You don't have to receive it. But a prophecy opens new worlds for us, opens new doors for us. It opens new opportunities for us. And that's why the prophetic word is so important. Most everything that I'm doing or have been doing now for the past 51 years of full-time ministry has been as a result of either someone giving me a prophetic word or hearing the voice of the Lord and receiving it by faith in my private prayer time. So today is a revelation day. It's a day, whether I call your name or not, or Hoger prays over you or not, it's a day that you can receive something from the Holy Spirit. And you must just believe, today I'm going to receive a word from God. Whether Dale Gentry or Hoger Ginsmer, whether they call my name or not, I believe, Holy Spirit, you're going to speak to me. So it's just going to be a wonderful day. I'm going to ask Ruth Gentry to come and pray. Ruth joins me almost every Tuesday on Prophetic Tuesday, my daughter-in-law, and she's the manager of bpnradio.com. She knows Hoger Ginsmer, and Ruth has worked with us a long time. Ruth, why don't you pray, and then we'll begin.
Okay. Just everybody join me. Thank you again for joining us on bpnradio.com and for this wonderful Prophetic Tuesday. So we all join together today. We just ask the Holy Spirit will be on this with us during this program, and as this program is even replayed. We pray for everybody that is receiving a word today. Just hear that word. Just receive that word. For those that might not have their name attached to a word, I still ask, Holy Spirit, give them a word today. Just give everybody that encouragement that they need, that, yes, I can do it, and just exactly what they need. And I just, if you're listening on bpnradio.com, if you're watching on Facebook Live, just know that He is our source. And so I just go to Him today, and I just ask for all those people that are going to Him, Lord, just answer those prayers, answer those needs. I know that You are. You will. We dedicate this program to You today for Prophetic Tuesday. Thank You for our special guest, Hoger, and for our prophet, Dale Gentry. We just bless them. We anoint them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry. This is a big week for Ruth. Her daughter is getting married, Taylor Gentry, who you hear on bpnradio.com quite often. Taylor's getting married this Saturday, and what a big week it is for all of us. My granddaughter getting married, my first grandchild getting married. So it's going to be a wonderful time. But here we are today, and let's go. It's a delight to have Hoger Ginsmer on, one of my students from 18 years ago, but he's doing the stuff. And so it's an honor, Hoger. Okay, I have a word right now. Here we go. We're going to get started. Are you ready? I have a word for Cliff.
I'm ready.
Hoger's ready, and I trust that everybody else is ready. I have a word for Cliff and Elaine from Vero Beach, Florida. And here's the way that I prophesy on Prophetic Tuesday. I take your names and I begin to pray over your names and I start writing. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, and then I just write down a few sentences or a few words that I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. Remember that a prophecy is not a chapter. It's not a book. It's a word. So, Cliff and Elaine, I hear the Holy Spirit saying two is better than one. And as you work together, you will eventually see the results of dreams that have been in your heart for such a long time. Remember that your vision is being tried, but it will soon turn into reality, a birthing of those things you thought were impossible years ago. Time has certainly brought you to a new level of faith, not relying on any longer on expectations, but moving into that realm of anticipation. You want to pray for Cliff and Elaine. Hoger, you have any word for them?
What's just the name again?
Cliff and Elaine. Cliff and Elaine. And if you don't have a prophecy, you can bless them, whatever you have for them.
No, I have nothing now.
Okay. All right. I bless you, Cliff and Elaine, there in Vero Beach, Florida. And I want to pray over Linda C. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to occupy the property that has already been given to you. You have permission to occupy. Don't hesitate. Move into that place that is rightfully yours. Any word for Linda, Oger?
I have something for Linda, yes.
Okay.
I hear God says to you that he has anointed you for more. The anointing is over you, like in Isaiah 61, the anointing to break the yoke, to bring deliverance, to bring freedom. Signs and wonders will follow you, to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And I saw that you really put out a lot of raffles, and God filled all this raffle, like at this story with Elijah and the widow. And all these raffles are full now, and they will overflow. And the new boldness are coming. Enlarge your place of your tent, says God.
All right, enlarge the place of your tent. I like that. All right, we bless you, Linda, in Jesus' name. I have a word for Allison S.G., from the state of Washington, not sure what town or city you live in, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you were created to fly. Opportunities are coming your way to fly to different destinations with packages and a message, creating opportunities for many families to adopt children that they were never able to conceive themselves. There's a bright horizon for you, Allison, God moving you into territories that you have never walked in before. So we bless you in Jesus' name. Any word for Allison there, Koger?
No, I have something for Denny Farmer.
Okay.
From Austin, Texas.
Okay. Denny from Austin, Texas. Go ahead.
Is it like a woman's name or a man's name?
No, this is a man's name, Denny. Denny Farmer, Austin, Texas.
So I see that you are a faithful person, a person with a heart full of humility. God will give you responsibility over more. From the second row, he will push you to the first row. The time of preparation is going to an end. I see open doors and a new white land for you.
Okay. Well, I received that word for Denny, and I also have a word. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, cast your bread on the water. It will come back to you on many waves. I see you signing contracts concerning major inventions and discoveries that have come your way as a result of your relationship with him. That's Jehovah God. Denny, we bless you there in Austin, Texas, where we're broadcasting from. Amen and amen. You have another word for somebody. I've given Holger some names. You might just want to call a name, maybe just their first name and the town or city they live in. You have a word for someone of the names I gave you?
So I have something for Kelly. She's from Santa Rosa, California.
Okay, Kelly.
Okay. God says no condemnation. The law of the spirit of the sonship is over you. You are free. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. Says in Romans 5:17. I see you with new clothes, and God honor you with new life, dignity, and I really see God's glory on your life, and His hand is upon you.
Oh, that's a good word for Kelly from Santa Rosa, California, and it's a good word, Hoger. I believe we're right in proper concert today, because I wrote down these words. Kelly, I see you throwing caution to the wind. I see you letting go of those organizational skills that you've acquired over the years and that you've been maybe codependent on, and I see you moving into a new faith pattern, moving from the office of the Levite into the office of the priest, operating in a total different dimension than what you've been operating in days gone by, holding on to those life skills that you've acquired and you have honed out, but allowing the Holy Spirit to manifest himself through you in new and exciting and different ways, totally revolutionizing your life and many others around you. There are people that know the old Kelly, and they'll say to you, no, 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 Kelly, no, no. But the new Kelly is stepping up to say, yes, 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 I'm going to move into that new dimension. So, Kelly, I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, Holger, you have another name there you can pray over?
Yes, I have this name, Tala from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
God has given you eyes to see, eyes of the Spirit, to see hidden things. You see the heart of people. You see the unseen things, like Samuel when he went to anoint David. And God says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And I really see that the new anointing of seeing things out of the Spirit is coming. A prophetic gift is in your life, and God helps you how to release the revelation in love. And God says, what you can see, you can have.
Oh, that's great, Holger. I agree with that. And Tella, I see you embracing more businesses into your company. I see you being introduced on a major stage to share the business principles that you have learned and practiced, bringing you instant favor and as well as new opportunities. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're not to allow those who are near you and opposing you to compromise those things that you've worked for and prepared for, some who are now in direct competition with you, knowing that jealousy is more cruel than the grave. Remember that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name and depend on the name of the Lord our God. So, Tella, there in Tennessee. Tella from Tennessee, we bless you in Jesus' name. And out of all of these challenges in your life, there's going to be great victories. We serve a victorious God. So we bless you in Jesus' name. You have another name, Holger?
Yes, also from Knoxville, Tennessee, Sean Teller.
Okay, that is actually the same person, but go ahead and give that word. Go ahead and give that word. There's some more. She's going to get a triple blessing
because
today.
I really, I see a radical spirit in her to follow Jesus, to be obedient and to do what God is telling you. And you are, your ears are on his heart, and the radical spirit of revival and evangelization is on you to bring people to Jesus. So that's also for Sean Teller or Teller from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Sean Teller?
I have like...
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's your turn now.
Thank you very much. It's great to have one of my prophetic sons on today. Holger Ginsmer from Frankfurt, Germany. One of my students that graduated from our school at Training Center, Breakout Training Center in 2000. And here we are ministering together. Boy, it's great. I have a word for Fernando N. from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Here the Holy Spirit is saying you're no longer a survivor with a survivor mentality. You're now walking in a new dimension of victory in your life, finally residing in that place you have longed for such a long, long time. I see you helping others to overcome impossible odds in their lives, helping them break strongholds and moving into a new dimension of freedom they never thought possible, and beforehand, things that you never thought possible. So, Fernando from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I bless you. I have a word for Jennifer G.C. from Quinlan, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have many questions about your future, particularly what's next on the agenda, because you are definitely a planner. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's moving you into a new level of trust, trusting him for a life of special events that you could not possibly plan in your own mind through your own reasoning power, but it's going to come as you continue to hear his voice and seek his faith in the secret place. You're a major event planner. You and your expertise in planning major events is going to bring you into new connections with people that you never have met or worked with before. So I bless you there in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Who do you have a word for, Holger?
Yes, for Nana. She is from Rago Park, New York.
Okay.
And I see you are going... You're just going through difficult times and challenges. God is promising you that that he is on your side, even sometimes when it doesn't feel like that, but he's leading you step by step, and his word is your light of your foot. Jesus is your pilot, and he's leading you through this just dangerous water or time or season, and your feet will not bump against the stone. And God says, like in Marcus 11, have faith in God and speak to the mountains to move. And the mountains, what is in front of you, God really promised you that it will remove now.
Well, that's a great word for you, Donna, from Regal Park, New York, from Holger Ginsmer. And I had a word written down. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's taking you through that process of elimination, eliminating those things and people that are not a part of your divine future. Let him continue to take out, put in, remove, insert. He's doing a good work, and it's going to take some time. So you cry grace to the mountain that's in front of you, which really goes along with what Holger has prophesied. I want to let you know that Holger and I did not talk about any of these people that were giving prophetic words. We did not get together and collaborate together. But it's amazing how the Holy Spirit speaks to us during these times. Tammy S. from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I have a word for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that his will and purpose for your life is not complicated. I see him giving you a new level of confidence and assurance for the new path you're about to travel on. Don't be afraid to take that next step. A sure footing for your next assignment. Be strong and be brave, because many others will follow in the direction that you lead, because God has called you to lead. The fulfillment of a dream that has long been in your heart is about to be birthed. Be bold, be strong, and of a good courage. Don't be afraid to step up to that next level. You've been preparing for a long time, and God is going to honor your faith, Tammy. I bless you in Jesus' name. Any word for Tammy or any other name you might have, Holger?
Yeah, I have also this. I think it's a family from Tulsa, Oklahoma, like Tammy, Daisy, AC, and Dan.
Yes.
And it's like it goes in the direction you just prophesied. I hear that God says to all you four, God's hands are over you as family, and he's a refuge and your fortress.
Yeah.
No evil will come against you. Every prayer what you've prayed will be fulfilled. It will not come empty back to you. And God says, really, don't be afraid about decisions, what your daughters will make. Sometimes it looks, especially for your whole family, sometimes your life looked like going snake lines. But God says, no, I brought you forward, and now I will open doors, and promotion will come from the Lord. That God really opens doors for you. Promotion comes from him now.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's a great word for the Sanders family. And I do have some additional words there for Dan from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God is honoring the law of kindness on your tongue, and you're going to teach many other men how to love their wives, how to be kind to their wives. Well, that's a great word. How to be kind to their wives. That shepherd gift that is resident in your life will lead you in a path that you have resisted, maybe for many different reasons. But that day of releasing that calling has been in your heart as a boy. It was even in your heart as a boy. It's going to be released. You'll find yourself coming full circle into that destiny that he planned for you, even from your mother's womb. And I also had a word for your daughter, Evie, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Evie, I see you demonstrating your ability to speak, taking you into the world of governments, becoming a major player in decision-making processes that will help shape and determine the way cities and states function and operate. You one day will have a strong connection to our nation's capital. And over you, Daisy. Daisy, I see you writing books for children accompanied by pictures and illustrations. I see you doing lectures at many different public and private and Christian schools. I see you one day helping many others publish their books for children, helping develop a new strategy and curriculum for schools, engaging the heart and soul of our children, and bringing them back to the place that God intended for them from our original foundation in America, when all we had was the Bible and McGuffey's Reader. I believe that history is going to repeat itself, and Daisy, I'm prophesying that you're going to be a major player there. I bless y'all in Jesus' name. amen and amen. Okay, Holger, give us you have a name, have a word for somebody else?
I have something for Glenda from College Station, Texas. And God says, well, you are waiting upon the Lord, and you are somebody who is not giving up. And God says that breakthrough is coming, and the help is on the way, like when Daniel was praying, and the angel says, yes, the help is coming in on the way, because I had to fight against the enemy of Persia. And God will give you wings like an eagle to fly and to see and to live in the strength of the Lord, not to become tired or weary. Really, God says, walk by faith, and everything will be possible to him or to her who believes, and breakthrough is coming. And you will jump over the walls, like in Psalm 18, over the wall you will jump.
Oh, wow. That is a great word there, and I bear witness to that word, and I speak blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, well, Ruth is going to come and give a shout-out maybe to some people that are joining us today, and maybe we'll have some time maybe to call some of these people's names in prayer. So I'll take a little sip of water, Ruth, and you can give a shout-out to some people.
Awesome. Well, again, if you're joining us on bpnradio.com, welcome. It is Prophetic Tuesday, which is always one of our funnest, more fun days. They're all great days. We have so many wonderful programs. I want to kind of give a little quick thank you to Holger, and I do see a few of you posting. We can't hear real clear on the call from Holger, then it's because it's through Skype and it's piped through our system. So no worries, because it's going straight into our recording system, and it'll be very, very clear, and it'll be at a very good volume, and you'll just need to re-listen. We're really just getting you to re-listen to bpnradio.com. No, seriously, it's the best we can do for the Facebook Live. So I'm only speaking to our Facebook Live audience right now. And again, thank you for joining us, but just know that we can't turn that volume up yet anymore on Holger, because it's piping right through our radio station. However, you will hear it completely full and at full volume, replayed at 2, at 5, and at 10. And then in addition to that, we are in the process of getting all of our, all of our programs, but particularly we know how important these words are. So we're getting these where we've got them archived, and then we're changing that over to podcasts. And so we're going to You're going to be able to get your word, but we do appreciate, just hear our heart, we appreciate you joining us right now on the live program. And I do want to give a shout out and blessings to Jeanette, and blessings to Billy, and blessings to Larry, blessings to Dana, blessings to Candace, and blessings to Christopher. I speak blessings over Erica. I speak blessings over Jackie and all those that are listening on bpnradio.com on Prophetic Tuesday, our live broadcast right now with special guest Holger and Prophet Dale Gentry. And thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. And we look forward to you joining us on many other programs throughout the week. Jump on Dale Gentry's if you're not already joining him on his Instagram. We're posting the schedules there every day. And we've just got so many exciting guests and so much programs for you, so I encourage you to jump on there, get the schedule, go to bpnradio.com. The schedule's posted there, and I really believe you'll be blessed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ruth, and our bpnradio.com station manager. A lot of exciting things are happening, and we're having a team meeting this afternoon sharing some things that God is setting in motion here on bpnradio.com. So you can join us on bpnradio.com and also on Facebook, Dale Gentry, Dale W. Gentry, Twitter, Instagram, and other media sources. It's such a delight to have you, and I too am excited, as Ruth announced, that soon all of these prophetic sessions will be on our makeover, what I call our new bpnradio.com website. You can go there, bpnradio.com, click on our website, and all these prophetic sessions will be on podcast. And right now, there's a lot of excitement. You can see our entire team there. If you just go and click on bpnradio.com and click on our team, you can see all of our team members. We have about 22 team members that help make everything go. So we're very, very thankful and grateful for those of you that listen to bpnradio.com. We have 24-hour programming. We're now in our fourth year of programming on bpnradio.com. We're one of the few full-time prayer stations in America. And just want to say thank you to those of you that are helping support bpnradio.com, Breakout Ministries, and the Breakout Prayer Network. We have we send out thousands of prayers every day. If you're not on our list, just go to letsprayamerica.com. Or you go to bpnradio.com. You can click on letsprayamerica.com and put in your name and your email address. You'll get prayers that I've been sending out about almost 6 years. Every day, a prayer that the Holy Spirit's put in my heart, and you can pray along with me. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Okay, I'm gonna take two or three names here. Some of you have left your name and city and state. I'll call your name, and I'll pray over two or three of you or four of you today. I have a word for Robert and Rachel from Weatherford, Texas. That is near Fort Worth, Texas. And I just speak a blessing over you, Robert and Rachel. I just see the two of y'all dreaming together. Everything starts with a dream. And then you must proclaim and declare that to those that you are in relationship with. And remember, don't share all of your dream. Remember what happened to Joseph when he shared all of his dream. Share a portion of your dream and allow those that are near you to participate. Robert and Rachel, I bless you in Jesus' name. You want to speak a blessing over Robert and Rachel Hoger?
Yes.
Okay.
I really ask the Lord that you bless them, and God really says to you that you don't despise the days of little beginnings. I really see like the plants are growing. What you sow will really grow, and it will reap. And God will bless you. God sees your faithfulness, and God is on your side.
That's a great word, Hoger. And just in case you just joined us, you may not be able to hear him very very plain or very loud on Facebook, but you can on the radio, bpnradio.com. So Hoger Ginsberg is my guest today, and he is one of my I call my prophetic sons that attended our prophetic school, leadership training, school of ministry in Rockwall, Texas, 1999-2000. And Hoger, took a little while to get started. You prophesied over this couple, Robert and Rachel and Weatherford, not despise the day of small beginnings. You started out with a small beginning, didn't you?
Yes.
So how did you actually get started in the ministry you're involved in Germany now?
The starting point was actually with you in Texas. We really learned a lot, and when we came back from Texas and started in Germany, we really felt that God opened door. And before we traveled with our senior pastor around and to preach and to do things to the other churches, and then he said, okay, now it's the time that you do it by yourself. And then when we started to work out a prophetic workshop or seminary, people start to come to us and ask, oh, can you do this also in your church? And just in the moment, we really feel that it's not only in our region that God has opened really this door for whole Germany, that prophetic people from other areas asking us what we see for Germany. So God really opened the door. Or also when you, Dale, called me last week to ask if I want to prophesy, God suddenly opened a bigger door now to America, and it's great to prophesy with you over the radio. That's really great.
Wow.
Thank you very much for that.
Wow. Do you have a Facebook page that people can join you on Facebook? They're in Germany?
We have this Facebook site from the prayer house, so that I can. But I, yeah. So
if they Google your name, can they? I guess they can join you. Just Google.
Yeah, they can find me if they look at my name. So our web page is like Prepare the Way.
Prepare the Way. Okay.
Yeah,
is that preparetheway.com?
DE, like for Germany, dot B and E.
Okay. GE? Preparetheway.GE?
Yeah, DE, yes, for Germany.
Okay. All right. Holger Genzmer. That's HOLGERGENZMER. So
you said that real fast.
I said that real fast, didn't I? I didn't. Okay.
A difficult German name.
No, it's great. It's great. It's good to have you on today, helping me prophesy. And, you know, I just believe that there are people there that are listening on bpnradio.com today. People that are listening on bpnradio.com, watching on Facebook Live, and they desire to prophesy also. You know, I just believe there's an impartation that's going out. And, you know, there are people saying, well, do you have any training center? Do you have a prophet, school of prophets? I don't at the moment, but I actually do. Every time I'm on Prophetic Tuesday, some of you are receiving an impartation, and you're getting some training. And God is blessing you. One of my prophetic daughters, spiritual daughters, is on every Thursday, Prophetic Thursday at noon Central Time, Allison Kieber. And she's doing what she has learned, what she's been imparted to. And I believe that could happen to many of you today. Holger, I'm just going to ask you to pray for people that are listening on BPN Radio today and those that are watching on Facebook Live. I want you to pray a release of those who desire to prophesy, because people need a word from God. And, of course, I've operated on the premise for so many, many years that one word from God can change your life forever. And when you get a word for someone, you need to do something with it. Write it down. Make a phone call. Send an email. Do something with it. Because I believe that, you know, everybody has the opportunity to prophesy. All prophets prophesy, but everybody that prophesies, of course, is not a prophet or prophetess. But everybody has the ability, the capability to give a prophetic word. So, Holger, would you just pray for people that desire to prophesy today? Would you just speak that word of release over them?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus, I pray. Yes, I pray for people who are listening in now and who are really longing for the prophetic gift, that you will increase their gift, that you will put anointing on them, that they will see and hear sharper, and that they see what's in heaven, that they really sense what's on your heart, Jesus, and that you really pour out the prophetic spirit, the prophetic anointing to proclaim your word, and that is really that you will give to the people life-changing word into your heart, and that you will increase authority, Jesus, that they also will be accepted in their churches to give prophetic word. And we pray that you pour out the double portion of the prophetic anointing in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, I believe it's been wonderful to have you on this portion, Holger, of Prophetic Tuesday. I bless you in all that you put your hand to do. I bless you and Claudia. May God increase your ministry there in Frankfurt, Germany, in the nation of Germany. And may you be blessed going in, coming out, rising up, lying down. May you be blessed in all that you do, in Jesus' name. And we'll look forward to having you back at another time, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, God bless you, Holger. Okay, it's been a joy to have Holger Genzmer on with us today, one of my prophetic sons and one of my students here on bpnradio.com, giving prophetic words. And, wow, it's been great. Okay, Ruth has handed me some names of people that are watching today on Facebook Live and possibly listening on bpnradio.com. I have a word for Raylanda, L from Fort Worth, Texas. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Raylanda, that you're going to minister over people that have been through a lot of abuse, particularly people that have gone through a lot of verbal abuse. And they've just lived lives of beaten down by words. Somebody said, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is not true.
That's not
words.
True.
Now, Ruth says that's not true. And I agree, it's not true. But words can wound you. And it takes a while to walk through that forgiveness, saying, I do forgive them. You know, I've been hurt deeply in my 51 years of ministry. You can't go through life without being hurt by somebody's words. Words. But I declare in Jesus' name that you're being healed. And Raylanda, I just declare that healing is taking place in your life, and you're going to have a ministry of speaking to people that have been deeply wounded by words. Ruth, I just sense that you need to come and pray for some people that are listening on bpnradio.com today and maybe watching on Facebook Live, and they've been so deeply wounded by words. I call it verbal abuse. It may not be somebody that shouted at you or cursed you, but maybe they sent you a text or an email, or maybe they just said some words to you, and it may not even raise their voice, but those words have been caused deep wounds. And I believe there's healing taking place even now. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. Russo, why don't you pray for this group of people?
Well, thank you. If you're listening on bpnradio.com and just now joining us, we were just now visiting, or Pastor Dale was sharing that words, how critical. And I think if you realize that, you know, words, you know, you go on Sunday morning and your pastor is encouraging you, speaking these words, and then you live life. My husband always says you go to Sunday church, which is great, but you live life Monday through Saturday. And so it's kind of like what he just said. You have all these words of affirmation and you can do it and all this stuff on Sunday. And then you just go home and you get bombarded with real life. And so If you're one of those people, or just really everybody, just join with me and just put your hands over your heart right now and just say, Lord Jesus, I do not accept those words that have been spoken over me. I don't expect from people, even your family. I don't receive the words that have been negative and not full of life and not God words from your family, from your coworkers, from your friends. I mean, those hurt deep. So just say, I do not receive those words. Those are not words from the Holy Spirit. Those are not words from our Heavenly Father. Words spoken to you in a moment of anger, do not receive those words. I don't receive those words. And I just pray for all of those, that those words are just they're void. They're not. That is the enemy that is repeating those words in your ear. That is not from our Heavenly Father. Those words are not from Him. And so those words are just they're void. And do not listen to them. So every morning you will get up and you will listen to the words from our Heavenly Father, not from those that are not speaking life into you, not those that are not speaking encouragement into you. And I just pray that now. I just pray this Holy Spirit just comfort you and speak those words that are from Him. Only our eyes are on Him. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to share a really quick story that might be why Pastor Dell felt like I should pray this, because I feel like I have a corporate word. I did not ask permission to share this story, but I feel it so strong in my heart that I'm gonna obey the Holy Spirit, and then I'm gonna ask this person if it's okay later. But I was actually I was at a meeting last night, and I ran into a friend's son I hadn't seen in a little while, and he's only 15 years old, and he approached me, and I was like, oh my goodness, you have grown up so much. And immediately the Holy Spirit just connected our spirits, kind of as a mother-son, and immediately I was like, he's got to be a guest on BPN Radio, before he began to share this quick little testimony. And I just want to encourage everyone that's listening to me right now. So this 15-year-old young man he said a few months ago, and I might get that wrong, but a short time ago, he was in his bathroom on the floor just crying out, Lord, what do you have for me? What do you want me to do? And the Holy Spirit, as clear as day, he said, he's been called to preach. He's been called to be a church leader. He's been called to do the ministry. But on that floor, 15 years old, I want you all to grasp this, a 15-year-old young man on his bathroom floor about 2 o'clock in the morning crying out to God. If that does not send chills down you right now, then let me pray for you on that part of it. But seriously, he's crying out to God, what will you have me do, Lord? And he said, do it now. Do it now, my faithful son. And he wasn't talking about, he said, don't wait till after college. Don't wait till it's all lined up. It's urgent. Do it now. And this young man has made a decision, of course, with his parents, you know, confirming that, and his grandfather confirming this, and he is going to go from public school to homeschool. He's changed his extracurricular activities. He's interning at his church, and it's all to do it now. So if a 15-year-old can do it now, I'm going to ask you, what is holding you back? What is the reason you're saying, I can't do it now? I'm saying this to myself, everybody. What is the reasons that you're not doing it now? Do not allow finances to hold you back. Do not allow your current job to hold you back. Do not allow your family to hold you back. And I know that can be really challenging because there's probably some of us out there that family has not encouraged us. Do not let anyone hold you back. Do it now. That is from our Heavenly Father. We don't know. We don't have any guarantee for tomorrow. So today might be do it now, might mean just some kind gesture to someone you meet on the street. I don't know. The Holy Spirit will direct you and guide you. And so what an awesome opportunity BPNradio.com has to share with you these amazing words that, you know, God has gifted Prophet Dale with to encourage you and to bless you. And so I just say, do it now. And if this special young man that is really a friend's son of ours that I do believe will be a guest here at bpnradio.com, and I'm just not sharing the name because I want to make sure that that's all okay. But if he can do it now, he's not waiting. He's not going to wait until after high school. He's not going to wait until after he graduates college. He's doing it now. And if he can do it now, then what is our excuse? So I just hope that encourages somebody, and have a wonderful day. And I think Pastor Dale has a few more words to share. Oh, I do want to say one thing really, really quick. I want to bless Tim, one of our partners that I saw on the on Facebook Live. Tim and Pam, bless you. And again, if you've just now joined us and you were a little bit confused on not being able to hear our special guest, Holger, just listen again on bpnradio.com at 2, 5, and 10, and you'll be able to hear all those wonderful words that Holger gave today.
Okay, I like that. I like that word, Ruth. Do it now. You know, you just got somebody said, well, how am I going to fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God? Read Genesis 1 and 1. What does it say? In the beginning, everything has a beginning, and it starts with a dream or a word from God, and then it begins actually when you begin to speak the word. John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we literally, I believe, and I've said it time and again, but I believe it's worth repeating, that we do speak our worlds into existence. When I was in the eighth grade, you've probably heard my story, Mrs. Bicknell, my eighth grade teacher, said, Dale, you're going to be a radio announcer. Immediately, I began to say, I'm going to be a radio announcer. How did I begin? I went home and I got a spoon. I got a spoon and I pretended it was a microphone. And I began to announce, hey, this is Dale Gentry on the radio. And I would, and later I became a sportscaster, but I would take my basketball. I would bounce it against our house. And we just had an old house with those old shingles on the side. I'd bounce it and I would pretend that I was on radio calling play-by-play, which I later did call, was a play-by-play announcer for high school football, basketball, baseball. And that's how I got started. So do it now. Whatever is in your heart. The prophet said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. In other words, he put those dreams. He's the instigator. He is provoking you to do something now. Do it now. Don't do what's not in your heart or what you don't bear witness to, but do what's in your heart. So, what a great word. I release that in Jesus' name. I have a word for Allie and Pete S. from Madison, Wisconsin. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's no middle ground. You cannot do His will and hang on to your present. Don't be afraid to launch out into the deep. Don't be afraid to let go. Remember, there are many... Allie and Pete, there are many who are waiting for you on the other side of your obedience. Also have a word for Carl M. from Humble, Texas. I believe the Humble, Texas area. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's about to make a remarkable intrusion into your life. a remarkable intrusion into your life, unloading some remarkable new revelation into you as well. Soon, you will experience days of heaven on earth. Days of heaven on earth, will it will seem that he is unloading incredible insights, almost more than you are capable to bear. But remember, all of this will be concerning his will, plan, and purpose for your life. So you're going from the desert over to the water in a day. Remember, God can do anything in a day. Remember, there will be others that will not share your excitement or your enthusiasm about what you're hearing and seizing. But remember to continue to walk in that dimension that he's about to open for you, sharing with others bit by bit what you are seeing and hearing. Carl, don't give them the whole load. Give it to them bit by bit by bit, if you will. So I bless you there, Carl. They're in Humble, Texas. I have a word for Julie T. from Spokane, Washington, way out west. We have a lot of those that join us on Prophetic Tuesday from Washington. Julie, I believe that God is about to give you a launching pad. It's like you've been looking. You have all these dreams and visions in your heart, and you're looking for a place to get started. It's already in your heart. The words are in your mouth. But I believe that God is going to give you an official launching pad. In other words, there is a date that you are setting that you're about to make an announcement. This is the day that I begin. It will be an official opening. And you may have tried that two or three times. I remember we announced a certain day that we were going to go live on bpnradio.com, and our chief engineer and producer, Michael Schonborn, he's got big faith, and he said, we can just do it on this date. But the date came, the wave came in, but we weren't able to, and the wave went out, we weren't able to catch the wave. Took about two more tries, but we finally made it, didn't we, Ruth? And we turned on the switch, and you can probably see a red light behind us. You see that red light? See that red light? That represents that we came on, that we're broadcasting live and across America and around the world. So I'm prophesying over you, Julie. There's going to come an official a launching pad for you, an official date. You're going to make an announcement, and it's really going to happen. You're going to catch the wave, and you're going to go out. Shannon L. from Oklahoma City, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that even though others may not cooperate with your vision, drive a stake in the middle of your calling and hang on to what you know. And don't keep speaking what you don't know. There's some things that you're not sure about, you don't know. Just continue to speak what you know and be silent concerning those things that you don't know. So I'm going to give you Daniel chapter 10 as a life chapter. The Bible said that he came in response to Daniel's words. And so it's all going to come in response to your words. So, Shannon, you keep going. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Brandy T. from Florida, hear the Holy Spirit saying at this moment, you don't have a clue what you're doing in life at this present time. It's not a problem. You know, sometimes we hear about, oh, the Lord told me to do this, and I've got this calling, and I know the assurance. And there's other people, they just simply don't have a clue at this very moment. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. And don't be discouraged or disenchanted. It's okay. It's going to come at the appropriate time. And that struggle, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, that struggle that is taking place in your life concerning your true identity will soon be clarified, and you will know the steps you're going to take according to the plan he's designed for you. When people ask what you're doing, you can just reply to them, I'm following the Lord. That's what Peter said. Peter said, I'm following the Lord. And Pastor Brad there in Oklahoma, oh, it's a new season for you. And God is at work in your life. And there are some skeptics on the sidelines as you announce your dreams and vision to your congregation there in Woodward. There's some skeptics on the sideline that are shaking their head. They're not setting themselves in agreement with you. They will come around, but it will take time. And So, everything is a process. So I encourage you to follow the proper progression. I bless you, Pastor Brad, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ruth, I'm going to give some prophetic words over some people that are joining us on Facebook Live. Dee Marie from Houston, Texas. Wow. I just see people crossing over the border that is ready for you to receive them, to receive a helping hand. You just have hands that are outstretched. When I hear a word from you, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, you have great helping hands. You have great helping hands, and you have long arms that have been extended to different people that are crossing the border and need your help. And Nicole M. from Eunice, Louisiana. Nicole, you are full of great expressions, and you have the ability to express yourself. I see you on television shows. People interviewing you. I see you doing commercials. You just have great gifts of expression and a winsome smile, and you just have that personality that is attracting people to you, and guard the gift. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you guard the gift that God has placed in your hands, and don't sell out. Remember that God has given you that gift freely. You have received, and freely you are going to give. And Billy B., my longtime friend there in Richland Hills, Texas. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that the world is at your feet, at your doorstep. And you are not confined to any one city. You're not confined to any one nation. The world is your platform. And God is beginning to open doors for you. Maybe not just by you going to these cities and nations, but through social media. I see millions of people in days to come following you on Facebook or Instagram or other social media sites. I see churches following your training that you and your wife are giving them. I see people being trained in how to minister to children. I see parents using your teaching series to train their children. You're teaching parents how to train their sons and daughters. I see you developing a whole new homeschool curriculum and Christian school curriculum that you have online or that you have on video. And I see your teachings and your demonstrations and illustrations going out across America and around the world. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying he's given you a new platform to minister what you have known, what you have received, what you've exercised, developing that curriculum for parents, developing curriculum for churches, for homeschoolers, for Christian schools, for private schools. Just amazing, Billy, the territory that God is opening for the two of y'all. You and Vicky, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I'm going to do new things. New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Wow, just see all of those creative juices flowing. And so I bless the two of y'all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What wonderful friends you are. What a blessing you've been to Gene and I over the years. In Jesus' name. And Pastor Larry there from Antioch, California. Wow, my friend for so many, many years. Boy, it's great to have pastors that join us and people that join us from across America, around the world. And Larry, I declare in Jesus' name that it's time for harvest. You guys have sown so many seeds into so many people's lives. I declare that harvest time is coming for you and your ministry in a way that you had never dreamed about. Unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And that's what's happening to you, Larry. Pastor Larry, God is blessing you abundantly above all that you could ask or think. You have sown revival seed for so long, and I declare that revival is coming to your ministry, and you're going to give expression to the word of the Lord in a dimension, in a way that you thought in days gone by was just impossible. But the word of the Lord dwells richly in you. And I declare that you are to ignore voices that say, well, you've done all that you can do. You've given all you can give. No, no, that's a lie. You still have more to give. But more so, you have more to receive. So hold out your hands. Speak to the north. Say to the north, give up. And to the south, give up. And to the east, give up. And to the west, give up. Get your hands out to receive the harvest from the seed that you have sown into so many people's lives for so many years. Pastor Larry there in Antioch, California. I bless you in Jesus' name. What a wonderful man. What a wonderful friend. And Dana M. from Bristol, Connecticut. You just have these coaching abilities. You have the ability to coach and instruct other people in amazing ways in many different areas. Sometimes we try to confine ourselves to one dimension. I declare that you are a multidimensional person, and I release that multidimensional gift in your life right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Christopher A. from Oklahoma City, tell it straight. Tell it like it is. Don't hold back. Release it all. Give it all out. Speak the truth. And people need to know the truth, because the truth is going to make them free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Erica, there, Erica A. in Florida, I bless you in Jesus' name. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I believe the season of weeping is been completed now, and joy, the springtime season, has come your way. I bless you right now, Erica, in Jesus' name. And Jackie there is from Carlsbad, California. You know who you are. Other people, while you were growing up, tried to identify you and express who you should be, what you should do. But I declare that you are not living up to their expectations, but you're only living up to what God has placed in your heart. I declare that you are now free of trying to live up to other people's expectation, even family members, and you're now walking in a new freedom of speaking and declaring what you know, who you know, and about what you know. I just bless you in Jesus' name. Wow, Pat from Clewiston, Florida. I just bless all of you there in Clewiston. Gene and I ministered so many, many times in Clewiston beginning with Tony Miller, Pastor Tony Miller. And we're just so blessed to be able to speak to those of you in Clewiston and our friends there. Pat, I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. I just know that God has given you a new project to work on, a new project, and it's already, the developmental stages have already begun, but you're going to be able to be a major participant there. And I just bless you right now there in Jesus' name. I bless you, Jason and Misty W. there in West Monroe, Louisiana. Boy, there's such passion in your heart. It's almost more than you can contain. And you've got to speak it out. You've got to declare it. And I started, in ministry by just getting into a room and, preaching to the wall. I release that passion inside of you in Jesus' name. Ruth is going to come and give you an opportunity to give today. There's no charge for the prophetic words, but we want to give you an opportunity to give this morning. And I know that God will bless you as you give.
Wow, what a wonderful prophetic Tuesday session this morning. And we want to thank you and bless Holger and Claudia for joining us, as well as our special guest. And I just want to remind you, if you've been listening the entire program through Facebook, re-listen for your word from Holger at 2, 5, or 10 today on bpnradio.com. Okay, I just had my throat go out, and now I have no reason to. I also want to encourage you guys to, we talked just a moment about do it now. And something that I just really had on my heart today was just kind of reminding everyone, because we get so busy. I know myself, I also, Pastor Dale's my father-in-law, so I really actually call him Dad for most of you that know us personally. I was telling Dad, I was like, it's a big week, and our oldest daughter is getting married on Saturday, and we're super excited about our new son-in-law, and and just an addition to our family. We're blessed by that. But in the busyness of just being busy, how often can we sometimes just get so tied up with little details that we forget to keep things the priority? And so I just want to encourage you. I know that my husband and I were like, okay, like we've literally charted out this week, and it's like the very first thing we say is pray. And then we might just get a little distraction, and I go, we've got to pray. Like it's almost like it's urgent. But you know, you can so easily not do that. So if you guys are not, if anyone listening to me today, I just want to encourage you to start your day with prayer. And what a great opportunity to do is start your day with prayer, joining us on bpnradio.com. And so Pastor Dale has recorded an amazing prayer series that has gone around the world, and we still have people that are actually putting a CD in a player and listening, but we have that now set up for you that you can just listen on bpnradio.com at 5 a.m., at 6 a.m., at 7 a.m., and at 9 a.m. Central Time. So we're trying to, you know, hit everyone's different time zone. But join us every morning for prayer. I just really felt like I wanted to just remind you that that is another way that we just want to, you know, be a part of blessing you, starting your day off. You know, you've got people speaking things in your life, your busyness with work and with school and with family. And so join us for that hour of power prayer. I mean, it's just going to encourage you. It's going to start your day off right. And just go to bpnradio.com and you will. For all those that are already partnering with us, thank you. We could not do this ministry without you. But it's growing, and it's growing fast, and I just had a word for do it now, and there's so many now things that we need to do, but we are not going to be able to do it without your help. And so I just encourage you to just pray, and in fact, right now, will everybody just join me and say, God, how can I partner with bpnradio.com? What would you have me do? And if it's a small financial donation, thank you. If it's a large financial donation, thank you. If it's a monthly, you know, commitment, thank you. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. We need some financial partners at bpnradio.com. We need prayer partners at bpnradio.com. And so whatever God is having tugging your heart to be a partner with and just help us at bpnradio.com, we are grateful for that. You can do that by going to bpnradio.com, the donate button. And you can donate through PayPal, through your debit card, through your credit card. On that same area is our post office box information. But for those listening, it's Breakout Ministries. You would write a check to Breakout Ministries. It's P.O. Box 91985, 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. 78709, but just go to bpnradio.com, donate button, and you can give there, and we would be so grateful for that. If you do choose to write a check, put on your check, do it now, and we'll know that that was from today, and tell us what you want to do now. Just slip a little note in there, put a postie on it, and so we can include that with our prayer team. Cheryl Ortiz leads our national prayer coordinator, leads an amazing prayer group, and she is always praying for your names and your prayer needs. And so you can go to Let's Pray America. Again, that's all linked through bpnradio.com. Put your prayer request in there. You can get that daily prayer that Pastor Dale was speaking of earlier. We've got free resources. All the books are downloaded for you on Let's Pray America. So we just want to partner with you and just encourage you that do it now. Today's your day. Do it now. Thank you for giving. Thank you for partnering with bpnradio.com. We cannot do it without you. So I sincerely say thank you. I want to just say bless you and everyone listening and everyone watching on Facebook Live and all the partners that are not particularly maybe up with us, joining us on this program, but bless you. And thank you again for joining us with BPN Radio.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth. You've done a great job, and appreciate you working with me here on Prophetic Tuesday. I want to just speak a blessing upon those of you that have been sowing into this ministry. We're grateful. I know you have many options or many requests, but we just want to say thank you. I believe you're sowing good seed into good soil. If Dale and Gene Gentry and BPNRadio.com Breakout Prayer Network has been a blessing to you, you can just sow a seed. Go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button, and you can. We'll You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. You can send a check. We bless you in Jesus' name. I just want to say that we have great programming going all around the clock on bpnradio.com. Even during the night, we have worship music and scriptures and prayers being prayed, and just all day long, there's something happening here on bpnradio.com, and I just encourage you to keep listening. Tomorrow, I'm going to have, many of you know Andrew Womack. I'm going to have Greg Moore, who leads the Bible school, Caris Bible Colleges across America and different places of the world. He's going to be on with me, bpnradio.com. Don't forget, Allison Keeber is going to be on Thursday with more with Prophetic Thursday, and her new time is 12 noon. I just want to say to those of you that have been listening today on bpnradio.com, watching on Facebook Live, remember on Facebook Live, this program will be repeated throughout the day on bpnradio.com, as Ruth said, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I just want to, maybe I haven't called your name, but Ruth talked about corporate words. I just want to speak a corporate word that God is at work in your life. And you must not allow yourself to be discouraged and quit or turn aside. Don't quit. Keep going. Because if God be for us, who could be against us? And God does not put false dreams in our heart. The things that God has placed in our heart, He wants to bring a fulfillment of those things. There would be those that would try to get you to turn aside, voices that would say, come over here, come there. And there may be some of you that are doing something that is not in your heart. You go to work every day and you say, this is not really in my heart. I don't enjoy this. I don't like this. Well, sometimes we just have to what I would say, work to support the call of God on our life. Work to support your dreams. And maybe you don't enjoy doing what you're doing, but you're having to make a living. You're providing food until that time that you can actually move into that place that God has called you to. It's called the meantime. Seed, time, and harvest. Called the meantime. So know that God is at work in your life. I bless you. I thank you for being a part of bpnradio.com, Prophetic Tuesday. If we haven't called your name, we still have, we still have names up here. We'll, TBC to be continued next Tuesday on Prophetic Tuesday. Keep listening. Remember, if you don't have a church, we have a breakout radio church every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Time. For those of you that might not have a church, may not have a pastor for one reason or another, you can be a part of that. You can go to bpnradio.com and click on breakout radio church for more information. Wow, I'm excited about our future. We have a good plan. God has a good plan. Thank you for being a part of Prophetic Tuesday. Aliona, our editor is about to play our outro, and remember that Jesus loves you. His plan is a good plan. Go for it.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you here with me. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. In times of trouble, though trials may come, the rock of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross.
The Jesus died, my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain.